This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There was something. Now, look, I hate social media. Full disclosure. I understand that we kind of have to have it. I like it to interact with a lot of the positive people, but I hate it in general because most of it is negativity, or at least it seems that that's the case. Today, though, we were rewarded with the brilliance of social media in something that I wish I would have thought of this myself. Whoever came up with this idea from the Giants should get a raise. They should be applauded here. So the New York Giants, and if you're a listener of The Fan, a longtime listener of The Fan, you'll know the story. I'll get into it a little bit here with Hoff. The New York Giants Twitter account on social, or X, whatever you want to call it, they put out a video, which is a promo, Hoff, for the Eli Manning show, which is why. Yeah. What's the deals with the Eli Manning show?
It's season 5. He guys, you know, does interviews with a lot of different people.
That's through the Giants, though?
Yes.
Okay, I did not know that. I know, obviously, the Manning cast and the Omaha Productions, all that stuff. So Eli does a show with the Giants, the Eli Manning show. Season 5 coming soon. So they put out a promo for that. And it starts out with Francesa walking down the hallway lobby of, like, some hotel. And he enters the room to see two New York Giants, Sean O'Hara and Eli Manning, at a dinner table with two San Francisco Giants, Logan Webb and Matt Chapman. And, of course, it's a play on the caller many years ago. I forget what, do you have the years that, you know when that clip was from? I might have been fired at that point, so I don't know if I was running, I don't think I was running the board for Francis. I think I had left at that point, down in the minors at OR or with SNY. But either way, Dan and Warwick called and said, Mike, do you think the San Francisco Giants and New York Giants get together when they're in town? And Mike obviously famously laughed him off the air, like, ha, ha, ha. It was 10 years ago. So what year is this? 2015. So I was in the minors with OR. 10 years ago that the caller called in, and a 10-year anniversary, even better. Brilliant idea. Whoever came up with the idea and then the execution to get it to happen, get the Giants, you know, Eli and O'Hara, and then get Webb and Chapman in the same room to film this, and Mike, get the big guy there as well. Just a brilliant idea on social media. It's funny. But anyway, the caller called and said that, and Mike laughed him off the air. And it's been referenced throughout the course of the last decade as well, many times. To have that is great. I started watching it because it went viral. I'm like, what is this? And then I see Francesa going down, walking in that room. I mean, that's what you find out who did this, Hoff? Do we know who came up with that idea?
There seems to be a lot of different hands, but Nile over at the Giants, he was the, I think he was the brains behind it. I think he was the originator of it all. But there's a lot of different people that were involved, though.
And then to get it executed, yeah. A tremendous job. Can we get Dan and Warwick on? Where is he?
You know, it's funny because I got a text from Harrison over the weekend.
Harrison Francesa.
Yeah, and he asked me if anybody's been in touch with him, and I had no idea why he was asking, and now it makes sense because they were going to release this video. So yeah. I don't know where he is, though.
Dan and Warwick probably went away once the Spike got hired and ruined the station.
He really Dan and Warwick, though? Was that a real, him?
I have no idea, but that's who called. I don't know. I mean,
it could have been Joe in Smithtown.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that could really be who he is.
Either way, it's a famous call. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you're familiar with it, and you got to check it out from the Giants social media account. It's great just to see Mike walk in the room. The way they execute it, just a brilliant job by the Giants. Hey, getting set for football season. I'm excited. We got games this week. Giants, Jets, a little preseason action.
Did you ever really think, though, that Mike had that sense of humor in him?
Yes, I do think that Mike has a sense of humor that maybe people would not give him proper credit for. In that spot, see, this is not Mike making fun of himself. I mean, maybe that could be a little bit of an issue. Maybe he wouldn't want to make fun of himself the way that some others would, but whatever, to each their own. I mean, that's why he's Mike. But this is not making fun of him. This is making fun of that caller and the whole situation. I think it's great. Yeah, I mean, Mike's funny. He's got those witty one-liners. Say something funny, Mike. It's not easy to be funny on the spot like that. But that was just great. I'm glad that Mike played the part and took the time to go out there and film that. It was well worth it for a viral thing.
And he does have a line in the video, too, that was he nailed it. Like, honestly, if you gave him...
Which one? So what, they do get together?
They do get together. Like, the way he delivered that, I'm like, you know what? Now I know why Adam Sandler hunted him out and get him in a movie.
Yeah, oh, that's right. He was in that movie. Full disclosure, I tried to get the star of the day on the show. I got a text back. He's playing. I'm assuming he's playing golf.
For how many hours?
I don't know. But right now, I said, you want probably through two. I mean, I said, we're here. You know, no BT, so you don't have to worry about it. Soft landing spot, big guy, just me and you. BT's away. Sal will play. Let's get the big guy. Let's get the big. No, obviously, because of the. We've had. BT and I had Mike on before.
No, you have.
So, yeah.
Any chance you can give like an open ended? Like, it doesn't have to be today. It could be tomorrow.
Nah, I'll follow up later. I got to talk. We get some business to tend to anyway. I'm trying to go up to Saratoga in a couple weeks, see if that box is available. All right, BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call. Jim is calling from Franklin Lakes. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Sal. Great show. Great show. Sal, Evan and Tiki did an interview with Cashman after the trade deadline. Not sure if you listened to it.
Some of it, yes. I was working at SNY, but I got some of the notes. Go ahead.
All right. I'd love you to play this clip for the fans who didn't hear it because it's so insulting. They asked him about Volpe and how come he didn't get sent down. And he has the you-know-what to say, well, what was my alternative?
Oh, Sal. That's the wrong answer.
A general manager of a team with a $300 million-plus payroll is asking the fans what his alternative was. That's his only job, is to construct a roster that has replacements in case things go wrong. I found that extremely embarrassing for an answer. I hope you guys can find
it. Wrong answer. We're on it now, Jim. Good call. We appreciate it. Yes, I did see that Cash was going to be on with those guys. That was Friday, right? Obviously, the day after the deadline. Yeah, I was at work at SNY, so I couldn't listen to the whole thing. Read some bits and pieces of it online. We'll see if we can get that. But either way, that's the wrong answer. And that's been an answer, by the way. I'm not surprised by it, but it's the wrong answer. It's been the answer that Boone would give when these things come up. We have it, or we don't have that clip in the system. Either way, you can't say that. He's got to have a response. Like, my counter to that, and I don't know what Evan and Tiki said after, it would have been like, well, how about anybody that could just catch the ball and keep it moving? Why don't you go get a major league shortstop? I mean, you got to have, because it's not even just about the results of that game. For me, the more important thing is the developing of Anthony Volpe. How is this a good thing for him? You want to say he's going to hit his way out of it? Okay, maybe. But it's year three. The obvious counter, just like their obvious counter, the Yankees' obvious counter to any criticism would be, we're in the playoffs every year, we win 90 games every year. Well, the obvious counter to that with Volpe would be, it's year three, and he's nowhere near what you thought he was going to be. BT and I had Cashman on last summer, and I brought that up to him saying, dude, I was wrong, I thought he was going to be a star. Cashman said, yeah, me too. And then he went on about why he hasn't developed and what he expects of him. Well, now year three, he's gotten worse. I mean, at what point, Cash, are you just going to ride this out to what? Till he's like Gleyber Torres? Till he hits free agency and let him walk? I mean, at some point, you're trying to win a World Series, you got to get a major league shortstop. And you have to develop these players the right way. What about Dominguez? You have alternatives for that. That was one of the big reasons why I said send Dominguez down earlier in the year, months ago. Send him down. Not because I think he's a bust, because I want to salvage him. I want to maximize what Dominguez should be. Get him some playing time in the minor leagues. Let him learn the outfield, whatever position it may be. Get him to hit from both sides of the plate. Send him down. And you had plenty of alternatives in the outfield. They didn't do that either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.